Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Donor Advised Fund. This is philanthropy. This is the future, especially for those of us lucky enough, boomers, to be here to talk about the future. I welcome the CEO, Lawson Bader, of Donors Trust, a donor-advised fund, and we're going to begin our conversation with a definition. Lawson, it's wonderful to greet you again at year's end. An exciting year of roller coaster activity in all the markets, bond markets, stock markets, real estate markets. So we look to the future. What is a donor-advised fund? Good evening to you, Lawson.
Well, good evening, John, and happy Merry Christmas to you, and glad to be back with you at this time of year. Very simply stated, a donor-advised fund is a charitable account that you have, just like you might have a checking account and a savings account. You make a contribution into that account of some sort of appreciated stock or cash or property. You receive an immediate tax deduction for that contribution. And then you have the time to decide how and when you may recommend a grant, and the provider takes care of all the background and the administrative, and you then are able to recommend grants at your time and to whom you wish.
You at Donors Trust have a vision that includes your subtitle, the Community Foundation for Liberty. How does that help us understand the future?
Yeah, so how we differ from other donor advised fund providers is in three ways. One, we're very focused on preserving donor intent, particularly for individuals who share a value of limited government, personal responsibility, free enterprise. We want to preserve that intent during their life and after their death. Secondly, we want to make sure there's a revenue stream to organizations themselves who are somehow advocating or defending those same principles, internationally or domestically. And then thirdly, we want to make sure that the charities that we support in the larger civil society, be they hospitals or music halls or, schools or churches, that they are doing what they do without asking the government to grow because of it. So that's how we define ourselves uniquely in this space.
What we now look to are some of the technical terms that Lawson helps me understand. These are ways to think about your philanthropy and your position right now with regard your prosperity, and also with regard the changing face of the federal government when it comes to taxes. Lawson, what is bunching? What does that mean, and how does it help?
Bunching, yes. Excuse me. Bunching is a particular technique for individuals who perhaps are sort of on the border of either itemizing their deductions or perhaps close to what the standard deduction may be. And so what they can do, especially if it's a married couple, for example, is they can pool what they're going to do over a two-year period from their charitable standpoint. They can set that aside in year one, which frankly allows them to take the itemized deduction, among other things, perhaps have a better tax year. The following year, they then do the standard deduction or vice versa. Where it's very important is a donor advised fund allows you to sort of front load that 2 year of giving, but only give a certain amount in year one and year two, thereby taking advantage of a tax situation that you may not otherwise be able to do.
All of this is available if you contact Lawson and his colleagues, because the art of understanding the federal government's tax laws requires a sense of humor and a long conversation. Now, there is reason to celebrate that despite all these vicissitudes, donor advised funds had a very good year in 2021. Is there an explanation for that?
There is. I think for one thing, we have to remember that in times of crisis, Americans are actually the first to respond with their dollars and their time. We've seen crises well before the problem, for example, of COVID, but donor advised funds being so simple and being frankly great democratizers of giving, meaning anybody can open one. It is not just a tool of the quote unquote wealthy. We've seen billions of dollars pour into donor advised funds, as much as $73 billion in 2021. It was $50 billion the year before. That's a pretty significant gap. And just based on our own internal things we're seeing this year, that trend is continuing. And donors are very happy to use DAF to make their giving easier. And donor advised funds are spending a significant amount of money as well, which is what's so important, is they're not just sitting there, it's going out the door. And it just reflects the fact that the Americans, the United States is the greatest and most charitable country in the planet. And we see that manifest itself through donor advised funds.
I have read in general that what we're about to experience in the United States is the greatest, largest, most overwhelming transfer of assets from one generation, the boomers, to another generation, Gen X or millennials or Gen Z. And that is underway. That's ongoing. Mm-hmm. At the same time, that's opportunity for everybody to take advantages of how the federal government works now. And we need to talk about something that has concerned you for some time, people in philanthropy. It's called the Accelerating Charitable Giving Act. It is not law. It is an act. But it is the ambition of some people in Washington to go forward with it. What does it mean for you, for your work?
Sure, the ACE Act, as it's called. So whenever we see this shiny bauble of donor advised funds, or the shiny bauble of billions and billions of dollars going to private organizations, nonprofits around the country, that can attract the attention of those who perhaps want them more than you, which sometimes comes down to legislators and their staff and regulators. And the rise in donor advised funds, the rise in private foundation, the rise in giving is attracting that, which to me is nothing more than, frankly, debased envy. The ACE Act is a particular bill. There's several others similar that tries to break up the relationship, for example, between private foundations and donor advised funds, to force higher payout rates among donor advised funds, even though donor advised funds already have a payout rate that's dramatically more than private foundations, for example. It has a little bit of a chilling effect when it comes to privacy. You know, donor advised funds that provide grants, for example, to charities that are defending free markets or looking at an ideology without lobbying, they want to know who is giving to those. And in this very polarized time we are in, the ability of the government to use donor privacy as a political tool, I think, is particularly dangerous. So the ACE Act is one of several that are on the table to try to, I think, make it very difficult or put more pressure on philanthropic institutions to behave a certain way. And the government should not be involved in what you or I decide to do with our time, our treasure, and our talent.
Is it significant that the new Congress will be divided between the parties, the House Republican and the Democrat? The Democrats have the Senate. Does that matter to this particular ambition, ASAP?
I think it's always a good thing when Congress is divided on principle, because that forces makes it harder for bad things. And, you know, you have to work a little harder at the good things. And so to me, divided government is not a bad thing. As it relates to the ACE Act, I suspect it will be a little more difficult. However, I think it's important to note that something like the ACE Act, this envy, if you will, when it comes to charitable dollars, is not the prerogative of one party over the other. We see plenty of Republicans, for example, who have signed on to donor disclosure rules, especially at the state level. This is a bill with bipartisan support. So while I suspect we'll see a difficulty in passing some of it, I wouldn't say it's completely off the board.
And I mentioned that you and your staff are available for consultation right away, looking to the future. Did I say that correctly, Lois?
You absolutely said it correctly. We're a boutique operation. This is our busiest month. But when you call, you're going to get a human being with a name. And this is a time when you want to be asking questions and we can be helping you to think through it. Frankly, as the ticking time of the end of the year is approaching, and now is when to think. And if you just don't know, just call us and we can work through some of the questions you want to ask. For this time of year, it's so important for people to realize, if you don't know what you want to do charitably, but you've got an opportunity to set something aside, set it aside. We'll work later on what to do with it.
Donors Trust. It's www.donorstrust.org is the website. A great deal of information. Lawson Bader is the CEO. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.